This is an ABC News special report. I'm Wayne Cabot. A man apparently impersonating law enforcement attacked two politicians and their spouses inside their own homes 8 miles apart in the suburbs north of Minneapolis. This update from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
We're here today because an unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination.
Also shot, State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette each shot multiple times. The Hoffmans now out of surgery. ABC News investigative reporter Josh Margolin on the victims.
Both Democrats, not saying that party has anything to do with it at all at this point, but both are Democrats. Perpetrator is now on the run.
Which is concerning. A list of other possible targets was retrieved from the suspects' cars. Security is being sent to protect those people named on that list. This is ABC News. Protests are underway by Americans who don't want an American king. With protests in all 50 states, the No Kings event is billed as the most widespread anti-Trump gathering in the president's second term. ABC's Melissa Adon in L.A.
We're expecting thousands of major cities that are right now bracing for so-called No King's Day protests. This is, of course, against President Donald Trump's policies. In L.A., immigration is top of mind for so many. Now, it's been 1 week since the first immigration raids erupted here in L.A., and that led to daily protests, the LAPD arresting more than 500 demonstrators since last weekend. And Mayor Karen Bass has called for an end to the immigration raids, but ICE activity has not stopped, with operations ongoing in Southern California.
Britain's king has knighted David Beckham. Gary Oldman, who played Churchill in the movies and the slovenly spy on Slow Horses, and the Who frontman Roger Daltrey. You're listening to ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
It's currently a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast for this afternoon calls for partly cloudy and mild, with highs reaching around 76 degrees. Staying partly to mostly cloudy for tonight, with a 30% chance of a few showers, lows dropping to around 59. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs around 77 degrees. Sunday night, a few showers or thunderstorms possible, mild and muggy, with lows dropping to around 62. And for your Monday forecast, partly sunny, quite warm and humid, with isolated thunderstorms possible. They could get widespread by late Monday night, with highs reaching around 85 degrees. In Richland Center, we're again currently at a sunny 71.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling Sales Event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
It's time to celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with Schmidt Woodland Hills, and someone is about to win big. The 60th anniversary vacation raffle is in full swing, and the grand prize is a luxurious five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida, complete with sun, sand, and sea. First prize, a three-night Northwoods getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus exciting cash prizes and adventure experiences are up for grabs. Tickets are just $10 each or $5 for $45 and are available now at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners will be drawn July 17th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing. No need to be present to win. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com to learn more. Sunshine, adventure, and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Saturday, June 14th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to regularly push into Wisconsin, lowering the air quality to concerning levels for sensitive people. The Department of Natural Resources and the National Weather Service have predicted alerts will be continuing through most of the summer, as the wildfire situation seems unlikely to improve in Canada. Those most susceptible are reminded to limit time outside and to use filter masks if spending extended time outdoors. Headed to the water this weekend to do some fishing, Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has some advice for you.
Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer, and rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye, and so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain your boat. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals continue today and tomorrow in Richland Center. The rodeo is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. There are plenty of vendors and activities available on the grounds. Kenda Deaver is secretary of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
We have funnel cake this year, and we have girls this year. The beef producers are there. John's there again this year. And if you want to come up and eat breakfast, John is selling breakfast. 7 o'clock, he starts in the morning. Islands are up there to sell their sport-type drinks. And we do have different vendors and stuff up there, too. So you're welcome to come anytime. I mean, you don't have to wait till the time for the rodeo start. We have 2 tack vendors up there this year. So if you're interested in any leather-type goods, you're welcome to come anytime.
Day 2 of performances will be held tonight, with special introductions at 7 o'clock and performances starting at 7:30. Tomorrow morning, Cowboy Church will be held. Dean Reinhardt is the treasurer of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
We have a Cowboy Church service. It's in the Connection Building, or the H Building, whatever you want to call it, right near the office. Monty Berger is there. He's done it for years, and he'll do a good job. But it's at 8:30 on Sunday morning.
Also tomorrow, the finals will be held with special introduction at 11:30 and performances at noon. The winner of the Queen Contest will be announced before the noon performance. Cost to attend tonight's grandstand performances will be $8 for adults, $7 for senior citizens and students, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children 6 and under. Cost for tomorrow's finals is $9 for adults, $8 for senior citizens and students, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children 6 and under. All are welcome to attend the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Ahead of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day this Sunday, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is calling on you to be aware of how scammers try to take advantage of older adults and take action to protect their friends, families, neighbors, and community members from senior targeting scams. Learning and talking with others about scam awareness keeps everyone safer. Scammers try to steal from all consumers, but seniors lose the largest sums of money to scams. According to the Federal Trade Commission, of those who lost money to fraud in 2024, the median amount of consumers over age 70 was more than $1,000, while the median amount lost for consumers younger than 60 was less than $500. Although scammers will steal as much money and information as they can from anyone, they specifically target older consumers who often have more money in savings, may be less familiar with the latest technologies, could be isolated from family and friends, or could experience confusion resulting from medications and ailments, making them more vulnerable. Consumers of all ages can do their part to protect seniors against devastating scams by following these 5 tips. Be informed. Request a free presentation about common scams targeting seniors and other topics on DACAP's website. You can also sign up for the Wisconsin Consumer News quarterly newsletter and consumer alerts, and access various facts, sheets on different consumer topics, including the Wisconsin Consumer Guide. Plan ahead. Have proactive conversations with friends, family members, and other older adults about scams. Talk about scam strategies, how to respond to scam attempts, and what to do if you think you have been scammed. Use strategies like setting up a family passphrase so family members can tell they aren't being impersonated, or limiting social media and video posts to just friends and family so a scammer cannot use voice cloning software to trick a family member. Stop and think. If asked for personal or financial information or threatened with severe consequences, unless the scammer's directions are followed, stop to consider the scenario. Do not be pressured to take actions without pausing to think it through. Talk to others. Sometimes we are too close to a situation to understand it clearly. Before acting, you should have a conversation with someone you trust or the Consumer Protection Hotline to get another perspective. And finally, report it. You should not be shamed into hiding a scam. Sharing helps prevent others from being victimized and makes DACAP's Consumer Protection Team aware of the latest scams and techniques being used in Wisconsin. Visit consumerprotection.wi.gov to request a consumer protection presentation, access fact sheets, or to file a complaint. It could be the perfect Father's Day gift.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Five, three, five, three. This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
WRCO News Time is 12:15. June is Internet Safety Month. This month, DACAP is providing information about search engines and how to avoid deceptive search results. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
When consumers want information, advice, reviews, or resources, their first step for many is an internet search, and online search results can be very helpful and allow people to find what they're looking for quickly and accurately. But the systems that produce those searches are also used by scammers to steer consumers in the wrong direction and possibly to a fraudulent or imposter website. So we want to be sure that consumers are aware of this during Internet Safety Month and provide a few tips on how consumers can tell the difference between trustworthy and deceptive search results.
There are two major ways search results can be manipulated by scammers. The first is through search engine optimization.
Search engines are the tools used to search the web. You know, think Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, and the others. And they're programmed to display results that are most likely to be what we're looking for. However, these results can be influenced by legitimate businesses as well as scammers to make their website appear first in the search engine. And that maximizes the visits that they could get. And the way that happens is scammers might use bots, keywords, and phrases generated by AI or even paid services to boost their fraudulent website in those search results.
The other is by creating paid search results.
Those first few results at the top of any search are usually ads that companies or even scammers pay to have appear there when users make those specific searches. And so if you might see a legitimate company's name, including the name of a government service, or a misleading tagline to make users think that the website belongs to someone else. So pay attention, because scammers could even put their phone number next to trusted company names and try and trick you to get to their imposter website instead of the legitimate company that you are really trying to access.
Michelle Reinen says that there are ways to identify and avoid search results that are trying to scam consumers.
We might see those misleading taglines to make the user think the website belongs to someone else. Those paid results may show that they're advertisements. They're going to be the top items that are returned for users. They may say sponsored on them as well. And that's helpful when they're labeled. It's when they're not labeled that we need to use those extra precautions and pay close attention to the information we're getting. And don't be afraid to scroll down, because that might be where your best result is actually located.
If you suspect or have been scammed by a deceptive search result, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The deadline to apply for funding from Richland County United Givers is fast approaching. Nonprofits who provide services to the greater Richland area are encouraged to apply for grants. Applications are based on the mission of United Givers, to raise funds for nonprofit organizations serving the needs of the residents of the greater Richland County area. Applications can be found on the Richland County United Givers website at rcunitedgivers.org. The board may deny applications that do not meet human needs. If your organization is approved for a grant, it will be listed on the website and in the annual brochure, which is distributed across the community and surrounding area. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
It is true that Hub City does not have an Astrodome, but it does have Turbo's Bar and Grill. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry featuring shrimp that hits the spot. Savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. And stop by for lunch. Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Saturday, June 14th. David A. McCauley, 83 of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held today at 1 o'clock in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Rogersville Humane Society or to American Legion Post 21 in Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. David McCauley is survived by his longtime partner, Helene Van Zelst, a brother, Dan and Sue, two sisters, Sally and Tom Clifton, and Susan Brady, along with nieces and nephews and numerous great nieces and great nephews. David A. McCauley, 83 of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Dorothy Baroker is survived by her sister, Donna Olson of Onalaska, brother and sister-in-law Ronald and Mary Garvey's of La Crosse, and Kenny and Sandy Baroker of Richland Center, along with many nieces and nephews. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died June 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A private graveside service will be held at the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Linda Muckler is survived by her brother, Russell Muckler of Richland Center, sisters-in-law Janet Muckler of Stoughton, and Linda Muckler of Gotham, along with nieces and nephews, and many great-nieces and great-nephews. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rachel and Kelly Fruit had a daughter, Adeline Marie.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of
of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Bob and Jenny Kronk, Dave and Deb Hansel, Carrie and Matt Shear, Adam and Ann Durst, and John and Connie Turkison, who are celebrating 56 years. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Saturday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Seeing some nice pockets of sunshine over southern Wisconsin so far today on this Saturday. Meanwhile, there's been a band of rain extending from near Minneapolis over toward Merrill, stretching on to Marinette, and that's been pretty prolific, producing up to an inch of rain in spots this morning. Gradually, that disturbed weather should sink southeast, and we could see a couple showers in our area late tonight and especially tomorrow, otherwise temperatures remaining relatively seasonal here. It will turn warm and humid, though, for the early part of the work week with a south wind flow. Temperatures have a chance of getting up into the 80s, with dew points well into the 60s. That humidity and warmth will serve as fuel for thunderstorms as disturbances slide in from the northwest. Could see a few pockets of heavy thunderstorms from time to time from Monday through Wednesday, so be sure to check in for updates. Heavy rain will be a real threat as well. That forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy and mild as temperatures reach the mid-70s, southeasterly wind between 5 and 10. Partly or mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of a couple of showers, low temperature at 59 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 77, and the wind from the southeast between 5 and 10. Sunday night, just a couple of showers or storms possible, mild and muggy with a low of 62. Monday, partly sunny, quite warm and humid. Isolated thunderstorms are possible, and they could get more widespread late Monday night. Highs in the middle 80s. Tuesday, breaks of sunshine, rather warm and sticky. Scattered showers and storms may continue. Lows in the mid-60s with highs in the middle 80s. Wednesday, some off and on rain and storms, high near 80. Thursday, a chance of light showers early, then partial clearing, high 78. Friday, another chance of a spotty thunderstorm, high up to 83. Have a great Father's Day weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a mostly sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed averaging about 4 to 5 miles per hour out of the west. Barometer reading of 30.13 and no precipitation to report so far today. Yesterday's high reached 77 degrees. Our morning's low was 49. We had a record high in 1970 of 96 degrees. Record low in 1958 of 38 degrees. Last year's high reached 81 with a low of 55. The sun will set today at 8:43 and rise tomorrow morning at 5:21. Again in Richland Center, we're at a mostly sunny 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you? I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
And before we start Saturdays with Simo, we have a pair of tickets to the rodeo to give away. Both tickets can be used for either tonight or tomorrow's performances. Of course, tonight's performance is at 7:30, and then tomorrow's performance will be at noon. And you must be able to pick them up here at the station and must be able to use them. So what we're going to do is give these tickets away. So caller number 5, if you're the number 5 caller, you win these tickets. And in order to win the tickets, give us a call at 608-647-4155.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Someone new to talk to. Oh yeah, alright. I'm feeling kinda lonely too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you? Oh yeah, alright. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together. Oh, yeah, sharing the night together. Oh, yeah, sharing the night. We could bring in the morning, girl, if you wanna go that far. Tomorrow finds us together right here, the way we are. Would you mind sharing the night together? Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night. Would you like to dance with me and hold me? You know I wanna be holding you. Oh yeah, alright. Cause I like feeling like I do, and I see in your eyes that you're liking it, I'm liking it too. Oh yeah, alright. Like to get to know you better. Is there a place where we can go, where we can be alone together? Turn the lights down low and start sharing the-
Saturday afternoon, everyone. A little bit of Dr. Hook and sharing the night together. How's your day so far? Hopefully things are going well for you on this Saturday afternoon as we kick off our retro Saturdays, beginning with Saturdays with Simo. Let's listen to a little bit of Al Green. Let's stay together.
Let's stay together. I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. Spend my life with you. Me say it seems, oh baby, since we've been together. Ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come. Just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? It's being around you is all I see. We ought to stay together.
and cherish and care for you.
From 1966, The Four Tops with Reach Out, I'll Be There. Great tune. Here's another great tune. These are The Temptations with Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind.
Must be a kind.
Flamingos, I only have eyes for you. It's time to take a break and hear from our sponsors, so we will do that real quickly. And when we come back, we're going to hear some penguins. Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a three-night getaway to Lac de Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Boston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. There's always family here.
Do not be afraid. We're here for you. You're not alone. This is how we make our residents at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living find comfort and peace when they are ill or in pain, when they long for their family, when they feel their days are numbered. Harvest Guest Home caregivers become part of its residents' family. A gentle touch, a whispered prayer, the familiar voice of our caregivers brings hope to our residents who are temporarily in the hospital or rehab facility when they visit. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a sanctuary for the restless spirit, a joyful place for the lonely heart, a place like no other in our community. Call us at 608-647-8205.
And we have a winner from our rodeo ticket giveaway that we had moments ago. And the winner is Kent Hillesheim of Sextonville. So Kent wins two tickets to either tonight's performance or tomorrow's performance at the Richland County Fairgrounds. That's the Richland County, which that's a high school rodeo competition going on out there. So congratulations to Kent Hillesheim on winning the tickets to the rodeo.
Thank you for being part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This is Saturdays with Simo and your host, Chris Simonson.
Just a fool in love.
of your love, loveliness. I hope and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel.
Penguins with Earth Angel. Welcome back. These are the Grassroots with Temptation Eyes.
She's got something.
Of London town.
his fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon pants, it's right up tight. He feels a dedicated follower of fashion. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavision army marches on, each one out. This pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as thick as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
The Kinks, dedicated follower of fashion. It's 1 o'clock, so let's break for station identification. I also want to thank the sponsors of today's program, Saturdays with Simo. That would include Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, and Mastodon Records. Thanks very much to all those sponsors. So we will break for station identification and return to hear a little bit of the Guess Who. Go on. Guess who.
We bring the 50s, 60s, and 70s back to life every Saturday on Saturdays with Simo. And your host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Mm-hmm.